Now, back to Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Roger JP Show, 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. So Brett and I were just talking. We have two different alligator stories. Actually, yours is an alligator story. Mine's a croc story.
Come, I live in Florida. I don't have any.
How's that possible?
I don't know.
You know why? Because Brett's gator story happened in New York.
How about that?
How does that even happen? Tell them your story first.
You guys and I'll got get to the gators croc up story. There?
We don't, and that's how this makes news.
Well, so. We have one.
Yeah, right, one. It was seized. An ailing 750-pound alligator seized from a New York home after the gentle giant would swim with kids. Wow. Who is letting their kids swim with a gator? I don't care how gentle it may appear to be.
Yeah, so it was domesticated, right?
Supposedly. Again, it's an ailing, so maybe it's used to being... It's a 34-year-old reptile. How old do gators and crocs live? Do they live a long time?
I don't know.
Well, they at least live...
I feel like they would. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, dinosaurish type things seem to last a long time.
But 34 years? That's how old this alligator had? Oh, God.
Well, some tortoises I know live like, you know, a couple hundred years at least.
Yeah.
You know,
God.
Sometimes, yeah, if you get the right one.
I'm going to look it up.
And, of course, this happened where? Western New York.
Hey, let's go Buffalo.
Yeah, okay. let's keep the gators down, not in the Western New York area. So it was a man who kept this 11-foot, 750-pound alligator in a pool inside his home where children were invited to swim with the gentle giant.
That's dumb.
So I feel bad for the alligator in this scenario.
Yeah, of course, because he doesn't know any better.
No.
And so it was in the Hamburg house. Is that the name of the person or a town up there?
Hamburg's outside of Buffalo, right outside.
Okay.
I used to work at Hamburg. Oh, my God.
See?
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Maybe you know this guy.
Did you work at McDonald's in Hamburg, New York?
I did not.
Oh, okay. All right. Just checking.
That would have been great.
Because you worked at McDonald's, too, but that's separate from working in Hamburg.
Not in Hamburg. Yeah, in Niagara Falls. Yeah.
So the pet was unsecured in this pool there. And the massive gator had numerous health-related issues, including blindness in both eyes, spinal complications, and he was removed from the home, according to officials. So did they think that maybe because it was blind and had all these health-related issues that...
Did they declaw it? Did they take the teeth out of the jaws?
Doesn't say that. The owner's state license to keep the gator, so he did have a license for it, but expired in 2021.
I didn't know we could get a license in New York to get a gator.
And so would it make it even, to me... Wow. My brain goes straight to more dangerous with cloudy vision or blind or whatever, because then it's more scared and it's going to lash out if it doesn't know it's coming.
Right? Because it's just using its sense of smell.
Yeah, that's all it's got. Aww.
This smells like food. Chomp. Sorry. Glad your son had a good time swimming for 5 minutes before it got eaten.
Yeah.
So at the time, DEC determined the owner's facility failed to meet specific conditions to ensure this dangerous animal did not come in contact with humans and did not pose a threat to humans or the animal.
What did they do with the animal? Did they put it to sleep? There's no reason to. I was just wondering. Maybe it's too old and infirmed. I don't know. I don't know if they take care of it. It is New York. Do we even have a place to keep gators?
Oh, I'm sure we do. You know, zoos and sanctuaries and all that kind
of
stuff.
Do we have a gator pond, maybe?
I'm sure there's a gator pond somewhere.
They just moved it to the neighbor's pool, okay? And, swim time's over next door. Head over there.
Let's go Buffalo. Bring it on over.
they just put a table right above the pool, and you just slam through it right under the alligator, and that's just how they do in Buffalo.
By the way, average lifespan 30 to 50 years. So at 34, domesticated. I don't know if he would have had more considering all the things wrong with him.
So they haven't pressed charges against the guy yet. I'm trying to see if...
Well, I don't know if it's the... Well,
what's the charge? Yeah, I mean, he didn't have a license. Okay.
Operating a gator bucks. Without a license.
Right.
In a home.
Then you can't even say letting kids near it because the parent, like who are the parents of the kids that are coming over? You know what I mean? Do they know that there's a gator in the pool? And
yeah, is it endangering the welfare? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean.
If nobody got hurt, you're kind of in danger, but nothing happened, right? So you can't charge them with something that didn't happen.
But they voluntarily did it.
The Hamburg community, Monica, is rallying behind the man who wants Albert the gator to be returned. They want it to be returned, so I guess they're holding on to it for now.
All right. Well, in much more violent news, I have the croc story where a wife rescues her husband from the jaws of a 13-foot croc. So we've talked about this. If you got taken in the water, I don't care if it's croc or gator, and this is in South Africa, where I feel like Australia, everything's bigger and meaner.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy was trapped, and his legs were already in the mouth of the crocodile.
Oh, trauma.
Like, he's looking and he's like, the jaws are biting on his legs and he's watching. He's 37 years old. He's on a fishing trip with his 12-year-old son, oddly enough named JP.
Get out.
I swear to God. So, and his wife is there as well. So he's in like an inch of water. He's trying to untangle some fishing line. And the croc apparently was like nearby waiting and then like exploded out of the water. You hear about this all the time, right? They come out of nowhere, whether it's them or a gator, and they come after you. Like we saw that, what was it, last week? We saw a gator chase like a golf cart. I mean, I feel like that video was
everywhere. Oh, yeah.
That little thing. Well, this was a 13-foot gator, and so it explodes out of the water. And before I knew what happened, the jaws are around my leg, and it knocked me over.
Oh my God!
He says there's water going all over the air. The croc adjusts and gets the second leg in his mouth, so his jaws are coming up his legs, and the jaws stop just below his belt. So pretty much the front teeth.
So you can see your body in the mouth of a crocodile, and you're just like, I'm dead now. I'm going to be dead.
Yeah. So, we've talked about this in the past. Oh, what is always our answer to get out of a deal with a crocodile is you're supposed to poke them like in the eyes or something.
Yeah.
That's the theory. A shark, a croc, whatever.
Punch him.
You're supposed to do that. Punch him in the snout, something. So, this guy's legs are in the mouth. He can't see his legs. He's staring right into the eyes of this 13-foot croc. And he starts punching it in the snout. And he tried to gouge the croc's eyes, but the croc was shaking him around like a rag doll.
Yeah.
You know, he's getting thrown around in the water. He can feel, he's like, I didn't feel like any pain. And the medical people are like, yeah, well, that's because you had so much adrenaline surging through your body, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So he's in a tug of war pretty much with the croc. And he said, I'm thinking my legs are about to get ripped off, you know? And so, he's waiting for him to pull him into a death roll. He knows that's coming next. So he's battling. And then his wife, Annalise, comes running down to the water, grabs a massive log, comes over with the log, and smashes the croc over the head over and over. And after hitting him in the head six times, the croc's jaws finally open, and it slid away. How about that for a story? That's what you have to do if you're in a battle with a croc.
Damn, yo!
Hit it over the head with a giant stump six times, and it'll finally let go of your legs.
No less than six times. Oh, no fewer than six times. Oh, my gosh.
Is that sick?
And then my only thing is now this guy has the memory. He can close his eyes and see himself punching a crocodile with his legs in its mouth. Like, there's some therapy.
And the yellow eyes are right here.
I can't.
Looking at you, right? And then he also has, Monica, left over. He has all the bite marks and scrapes and scars on his stomach and his legs and the wounds. He had three croc teeth still in his stomach hole.
Oh.
Brett, you got a hole in your face. This guy called it his stomach hole.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
Yeah, it might be a little
hole.
You got a nose hole.
It's a hole in my stomach from a gator.
He pulled three croc teeth out of the hole.
Or a croc.
Isn't that crazy?
It all looks the same.
I'm a croc.
So he goes to the hospital, and his wounds are all dirty and have teeth in them. So they had to get him from, they were out like in this water by this farmhouse, which is pretty far away from everything. So they get him finally to the hospital, and they clean everything. And even the next morning, they had to clean all the wounds again. It was so filthy. So he's got deep wounds on his legs and stomach, single tooth wounds. And fortunately, they say the croc missed his genitals.
That's like salt in the wound. So okay, so wounds and a hole in the stomach and all of that. But worse than all of that, he's got to hear his wife for the rest of his life.
Yep.
Well, I saved you from the gator, so you better, or the crocodile. You better go ahead and take out the garbage right now.
That's right.
You owe me. What's gonna be my anniversary gift? Like he's have to for the rest of his life. What's gonna happen?
And it's not soon after the injury, but he's still saying the right things. He's like, two very brave people saved my life that day. For the most horrific death I can imagine. I have a long fight to get back to health, but I was one meal the crocodile was not having. So he's very thankful and thinking clearly. Eventually he'll get tired of thanking her for saving his life, like you said, and having to take out the garbage. He owes her. I mean, clearly.
I mean, and
how brave is that, though? But I mean, you got to do it. You know, if it's your friend whose half body is in the croc's mouth. You're going to do whatever
I
you
say
can
that, but when we talked about this last time, JP was like, "Nope, going to leave him." I'm like, "You could not." I just feel like even though you'd probably, without Like, if you have a chance to think, I feel like most people would be scared or not want to do it. But if in the moment, I just feel like you have to. What, are you going to just leave that person and then just walk away? There's just no way. You have to help.
No, you got the adrenaline surge and go for it. And I can't imagine having the two legs in the croc and trying to forget that or sleep at night, as you said.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
That is messed up. Joe is online, too. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how you doing, man?
What's up, buddy?
I got a good story for you.
Tell us.
I was bit by a 13.5-footer back in 1989 and shot by a cop all in the same night.
Wait a minute. Back up a second. Hold on. So you got bit by a 13.5-foot alligator. Did it try to grab you and pull you in the water, or just bit you to get you to go away?
No. We were trying to catch it legally for the state, and he was in the middle of a horse pasture. And he ended up catching me. My whole hand was in his mouth. And then there were four cops there, started shooting, shot 17 times, hit me once, hit the gator once, and missed all other 15.
The other 15 missed? Were they blind?
No, there was four cops. They shot 17 times. They missed 15 times out of four cops.
That's what I'm saying. Are they blind? How do they miss a 13.5-foot gator that much? Yeah. And you.
Yeah. And they blew my calf muscle on the outside of my leg.
Oh. So now what do you have? So you have a bullet go through your calf muscle on the outside of your leg. So did the bullet stay in the calf muscle or go right through?
No, it went out. It was the 357 hollow point.
And how is your calf muscle now?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Really?
My hand. Yeah, and I have good use of my hand, although I only have one bone connected to my wrist and broke my arm in 13. Yeah. Both my arm in 13 places, and my palm was twisted 180 degrees upside down.
What?
Wow.
From one bite, how long was your hand in the mouth of the crocodile?
For about 3 minutes.
Nope.
Oh, that's a while.
That's a lifetime.
He
wouldn't let go. My friend got back on top of him. He kept hitting him on the end of his snout, and he finally opened his mouth, and my hand stuck to his top jaw, and I reached in and pulled it out.
It was stuck. So hitting it on the snout worked.
Yeah, it does.
Dude, so it's true.
It's so calm.
After 3 minutes.
Yep, it does. Yep.
Yeah,
no big deal. It happens.
We've had to do it many a times.
And you still do that? Do you still go get them?
Not anymore. Not anymore. I went back for a while in my wheelchair. I couldn't walk for 3 months.
I'm sorry.
Why are you going back in your wheelchair?
Wait a minute.
What the fuck is
Joe, wait. You got shot in the calf muscle and the gator got your hand. You said your calf muscle's fine. Why were you in a wheelchair?
I couldn't walk for 2.5 months. My right hand was jacked up. My right leg jacked up. And
so maybe stay away from the alligators or the crocodiles or whatever. Don't go back in your wheelchair.
Monica, you learned his lesson.
It's a lot of fun.
Is it?
Anyway, I just thought y'all would enjoy that story.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it didn't happen to us. That's why we enjoyed it. Oh, my God.
I made 17 newspapers, so.
That's impressive. Joe, that's impressive. You may have made the most newspapers of anybody listening to this show.
Uh-huh.
Number one headline getter, you big bragger.
Anyway, man, enjoy the show. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you, Joe. Good story. Love it. That's pretty great.
That is a mindset I wish I had sometimes.
Which mindset would that be?
So the croc had it for my arm for 3 minutes, and I was in a wheelchair, and I got shot 82 times. But, you know, we went for breakfast, and everything was fine.
Well,
we
in his defense, he said it happened like 1989 or something. Like, he's had time to process. You know what I mean?
That's a good point.
He's had time to get used to it.
The best line was, though, but I went back when I was in my wheelchair to, what?
I was like, well, if you're in a wheelchair, maybe not go back yet, or at all, but yet.
Insane.
Good for him, though. Tough. And like you said, Brett, great attitude. Love it.
Yep.
By the way, there was another story I saw this morning related, not croc, but people fighting animals. There were these ladies in Washington State who were five ladies cyclists riding together, all like 50s, 60s years old, riding together, and a mountain lion attacked one of them.
Oh, my God.
Right?
What do you
do? So the mountain lion gets one lady and knocks her over, and her face is, like, pushed, like, into the ground, and the mountain lion's jaws are on her jaw. And she said, I felt like I was losing my teeth, and it was going to rip my jaw off.
Oh, my God.
How horrible is this? Mm. So now think about that. So she's knocked over by the mountain lion. The other cyclists are right there. They're all... late 50s, early 60s women who ride together. And yeah, ring your bell to get the 911. What do you do?
This I don't know.
How do you? So check this out. So our friends, it's a competitive racing team. So they're 19 miles of biking. That's when the cougar hits this woman, 60-year-old Carrie. She's in a shallow ditch, face into the ground, that's cougar it. Biting her jaw.
That's it. I'm done. That's it. In my head, I'd be like, well, like this is how it ends. This is.
She says she can feel the bones crushing. She says, I felt like I was suffocating. There was so much blood. I was drowning in my own blood. Yeah. I'm like, that's a great description. So what are her other four friends doing? They're running around getting sticks and rocks and trying to get the cougar to like clench from the face. And then one cyclist had a small knife. So she stabbed the cougar, didn't do it. Another one tried to choke the cougar. She goes, this is Annie, who's 64. She goes, I tried to choke the cougar. She says, it did nothing. This, I guess the neck muscles are so strong. She's choking it around the neck, and it was like she wasn't even there. And then she tried to pry the cougar's jaw off with her hand.
I don't think I could
talk about friends. I couldn't do that. Jumping in like with adrenaline, right?
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, can I? I don't know if I could try to even strangle it, let alone. I just don't know. I don't know.
Right. So then Anna, who's 59, finds a 25-pound rock, picks it up, and drops it on the cougar's head several times before the cougar would finally let go. But the cougar wasn't letting go. The woman who's trapped by the cougar with her jaws all ripped up. It's horrible. The cougar's there. She dabbed her fingers in the nostrils and in his eyes. And after getting hit with the 25-pound rock, stabbed, choked, and punched in, and poked in the eyes and nostrils, after 15 minutes, it let up. And she was able to get away from the cougar, but let up. Not exactly. It's not like it wasn't still there, ready to fight. One of the other ladies, Tish, who's 59, took her bike and used it to pin down the mountain puma. They lay the bike on top of the puma for 30 minutes because they had hit it with the rock enough and stabbed it that maybe it was immobile or tired, whatever. Held it down with the bike till they could get the fish and wildlife people there for 30 minutes. Who are these ladies?
I don't know that, but that's what I'm saying. I don't know if I could do it in the spur of the moment, adrenaline, a couple of hits and they run away or the thing is dead or whatever. But I think once it lasted that long, in my head, I'm like, this is a living thing and I'm extinguishing it. Like, I don't think I could. I don't know
it's
if
trying
I can
to kill
have
your
that
friend, though.
I know, but that's what I'm saying.
If it's killing Hori Laurie, you're going to just beat the crap
out of
that
cougar.
I don't know.
I don't know what I would. I honestly.
You let Laurie die?
No.
I think you would. Yeah.
But I feel like it would just mess with my head for the rest of my life. I killed this thing. Like, if it's quick, it's one thing. Okay, I had to do it to save my friend's life. But if it's half an hour later and I'm still wrestling with it, I'm not. Right. It's trying to kill me and I'm trying to kill it. I don't know if I have that in me.
What about that guy? What if it was that guy trying to attack your friend?
It's like your Daniel Boone. Yeah. So Fish and Wildlife gets there and they shoot it between the shoulder blades and end up killing it because they have to. And the whole thing is about how the guys talk about, well, they're teeny ladies, and I know Fish and Wildlife, I'm sorry, the lady who got the facial stuff said this. She says, they're teeny ladies, and I know Fish and Wildlife shot the final shot to kill it, but these ladies killed that cougar with their bare hands and no weapons. I'm so grateful to each one of them. She's right. I mean, they basically got the thing injured enough that Fish and Wildlife could come along and do the easy part. That thing is a one-year-old cougar, 75 pounds. They fought it for 45 minutes.
75 pounds.
That's insane. A crazy story. So now we know fingers in the nostrils and poke it in the eyes if a cougar attacks you and has your jaw in its jaws. Now you know.
And the punching on the snout works.
Punching on the snout of a croc works.
I trust him. That guy who called, he's Joe. It does. Mm-hmm. I mean,
Hey, he knows.
Since 1989, he's been preaching that.
And now we're just helping people. That's what we're doing. All right, Roger and JP, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. Here's Elton John and Crocodile Rock. 12:15, we'll do Dead Guy in the Envelope. We'll be right back.
I remember when Rock was young. Me and Sylvie had so much fun.
It's Roger.